Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And today I've got a special guest. We're actually going to be talking with Tracy Eamon, who is also known as @PartnerInBiz, if you can find her on Twitter that way. And she is the go-to person for your online presence, ensuring that you not only get found by your target audience, which is so important, but that your website and social media efforts actually increase your revenues, because it's not only good to get found, you need to make money too if you're in business. Now, Tracy's also part of the Women Speakers Association executive team, and she's co-host of the weekly speaker chat. And Tracy has been using Twitter chats to actually educate, increase her reach, and build awareness for the past 3 years. So that's what she's going to be talking with us about today. So I want to welcome you, Tracy, to Right Sell Succeed.
Thank you very much, Gloria, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, well, we are excited to have you too. So I'd just like to have you, maybe before I kind of get into the Twitter chats a little bit and exactly what they are, I wonder if you could just kind of share with our listeners and viewers who a little bit about maybe your personal journey and kind of how you got here and how you actually wound up even working with the Women Speakers Association too.
Oh boy, that's quite the story. Well, I worked with a utility company and I was doing lots of the business to business, information systems support type stuff. And, you know, like many people, you get to a certain point where work is kind of overtaking your kids and you need to, pull it back in. So I pulled it back in and, after a while of being home, I decided to sort of explore what I could do from home. And I've always wanted to support people. That's always been, in the end, it's always supporting people that really excites me and what I love to do. So I evolved a business into a virtual assistant business initially, and now it just keeps growing and concentrating, and I'm niching. And as you know, that's kind of the way this goes when you're having an online business. With respect to Women Speakers Association, I had met Gail previously, and when we were just doing the initial startup, I was asked to kind of come in and do our initial website. And so from there, I just kind of, I mean, it was like I live, eat, sleep, breathe Women Speakers Association and women speakers and how I can support them. So that's sort of how that evolved. And then Melanie and I hooked up and we started doing speaker chats, and it's, 3 years is a long time to be doing something online, and it's been wonderful. So, and we've even had you as a wonderful guest too. So.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Yes. That was a pleasure doing that. So for those of our viewing audience and listening audience, those of them who don't know exactly what is a Twitter chat, can you just explain that a little bit more?
Sure. So a Twitter chat is, it's like a conversation that happens on Twitter. It's given a hashtag so that people can follow along, and it allows you to kind of pick the topic that you want to talk on. So ours is speaker chat. Hashtag speaker chat. And because really who we're talking to are speakers, and we're there to help educate speakers and answer any questions that they have, as well as provide, you know, little bits of information that it's really going to help them grow their business and grow that awareness for them. So, speaker chat is a Twitter chat. There's lots of them out there. A lot of brands will use Twitter chats as well to share information about their brand and to take questions and answers from individuals seeking more information on what they're about. So gives you a bit of an idea of what a Twitter chat is.
So how do, I guess, I mean, you've kind of touched on that a little bit, but I guess how can, say the average small business owner who's not necessarily a speaker, how would you recommend maybe that they could use Twitter chats the best to be able to build that brand awareness for their business?
Well, I think it's a really good idea to, for one thing, you want to have consistency. So, you know, we're consistently on on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, for instance. You want to be consistent. So even if you do a chat once a week or once every couple of weeks, or I mean, maybe if you're starting out, you want to do once a month, then fine. But you want to have that consistency. And what it can do for small businesses is it can allow you to actually start to build up your expertise. People will do business with you once they get to know you, they know what you're about. So anything that you can share with them that is going to make you their kind of go-to source is going to actually help increase the awareness and the chance that you actually will do business with that particular person. So that's probably the best way. And maybe pick a topic within your business that you know people are searching for and really kind of fine-tune it towards that topic.
Now, do you need to have any particular technology to make this happen a little bit easier for people?
Well, you know what? It always helps to have a platform that just does make it a little bit easier for people. And what we found is we tried a couple of different platforms out over the years, but most consistently we have loved working with TWUBS. So TWUBS is TWUBS.com, and it allows you to actually register your hashtag for your chat. It allows you to, you can customize your page. So if you come to check out our speaker chat, you'll notice that we have, you know, our branding on it, our colors and the Women's Speakers Association branding on it. So you know that you're in the right place. And then what it does is it allows you to connect to your Twitter account. So anything that you post that's related to speaker chat is all in, you know, like on the page right in front of you, instead of having to go through and using some of the other platforms to sort of pull out the searches for speaker chat. You actually want to be like taking part right there instead of searching around. So,
yeah. And I think that's sort of the challenge, but also sort of the cool thing about it is that it's taking place in real time. It's this live, you know, conversations that you're having with people, which is really, really cool to be able to interact with people like that. I would like to ask you, though, are there any sort of, or maybe even number one mistake that people make when they decide to launch a Twitter chat? Have you found that or any things that people need to be aware of and, you know, rookie mistakes not to make maybe?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing is not having a strategy. So you don't want to just sort of fly by the seat of your pants, because really what will happen is you'll get frustrated. People will get frustrated trying to connect with you on that topic, and you're not really putting your best foot forward. So you want to have a strategy. For us, we have, you know, a form that we send people to submit their application. We respond with, you know, the dates that are available to them, and also with a templated form of what kind of like the questions and answers. And we help them break them down into retweetable tweets, because really what you want to do is you want to really build on the viral aspect of Twitter. And if you make it easy for people to retweet, they're going to do it. If you make it harder and they have to, like, you know, do a whole bunch of shortening of the words and sometimes make it not at all what you had originally posted, then you're not getting the benefit that you need out of that.
Yeah. Do you think it's also good to maybe, especially like say if someone's a solopreneur, though, to maybe get somebody to help them while they're doing the chat live? Because I think you guys kind of tag team a little bit, don't you,
when
you're doing it? Yeah.
Yeah, we tag team. I mean, it really is a process. I mean, we're spending time today to going over, you know, who's submitted and going through that whole process. And then when on the actual day, we want to be welcoming people. We want it to be a very welcoming. We want it to be like where you come and sit there with your coffee or your glass of wine, depending on what time of the day it is, right? And
right.
Really feel like you're connecting with the community. And so in doing that, we want to be, you know, welcoming people in, connecting with them as somebody that we haven't seen before. Then we want to pay a little extra attention so we can sort of meet their needs. And then, you know, we have the questions and answers, and we want to be able to, you know, get that information out to everybody as much as possible. And having that second person in there also allows you to see if there's any questions that maybe need to be posted later on or responded to, or in some cases it gives us great ideas for what the next chat might be.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the, that's part one of my interview with Tracy Eamon, who is, awesome social media consultant. She does some SEO work and works with the Women Speakers Association. That's how I met her, because I am a member of that organization, and I have participated in those Twitter chats. So I hope you do check them out. Those Twitter chats are very informative. They've got lots of great information. They have lots of great speakers and experts on there who help you out with all aspects of internet marketing. So next time we're going to have part two of my interview with Tracy Eamon, and we're going to get into talking a little bit about keyword research and how that fits into social media marketing. So make sure that you are subscribed to Write, Sell, Succeed on iTunes or Stitcher Radio so you won't miss part two of my interview with her. And as always, I'd love to be able to hear from you on social media. Again, connect with me on Twitter at Gloria Rand and use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed. So I think that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.